A reading of the second mystery drama written through Rudolf Steiner entitled The Soul's Probation. This is scene 11. A room for meditation as in scene 2. Maria, Ahriman. Ahriman. The web of thought you've been pursuing was spun with crafty care by Benedictus. It has indeed ensnared you in untruth. Tomasius and Capasius, too, are victims of the same deceptive vision. Their gaze, as well as yours, beheld that earthly life in days long past, and thereupon you wish to find, in just that time, the lives you lived before this present one. You will breed error out of error, only if you can let yourself determine as consequence of such imaginings the duties you aspire to on your earthly path. That Benedictus merely took the pictures out of your brain and set them in the past, you can discover clearly with what you know yourself. You saw the people of today with scarcely any change from those much earlier days. The women you beheld as women, men as men, their traits of character were similar as well. You cannot, therefore, any longer doubt that in your spirit vision you transformed your soul's delusion, not the truth, into those days of long ago. Maria, I see in you the father of deceit, but yet I know you often speak the truth. Whoever would reject each word of counsel he can receive through what you have to say would fall a victim to severest error. Just as illusion wears the mask of truth in order to ensnare men's souls with certainty, so can one also yield to such illusion by always trying, like a coward, to sneak past each place where error has its source. Man does not owe to you delusion only. From out the spirit of deceit there springs a power as well, which gives men judgment, clear and vigorous. Therefore in freedom I oppose you face to face. You have attacked that portion of my soul that must sustain itself in wakeful vigilance, in weighing all the evidence which you present to me in clever calculation. It might well seem that only pictures from my brain have been transferred to former days on earth. But now I ask you whether your own wisdom is able to unlock the portal to every epoch of the earth. Ahriman. No beings live in any spirit realm who would be hostile to my need for entrance into any epoch of the earth. Maria, the lofty powers of destiny have wisely appointed you to be their adversary. You further everything you wish to hinder. You bring the power of freedom to men's souls when you can penetrate their very depths. From you springs forth the power of thought, the origin indeed of phantoms in men's knowing, but it is guide as well to all men's sense of truth. There is one region only in the spirit realm in which there can be forged the sword before whose sight you have to disappear. It is the realm in which the souls of men form knowledge out of powers of reasoning and then transform it into spirit wisdom. If at this moment I forge rightly the word of truth into that sword, you will be forced to leave this place. So hearken, you who are the father of deceit, if what I speak before you is triumphant truth. There are such times in earthly evolution when gradually old forces pass away, and, dying, see the growth of newer ones. At such a turning point of time, my friends and I could find ourselves together in the spirit, while they were seeking out their life on earth. True spirit men were active at that time, united in a brotherhood of souls, which took its aims from occult heights. At such a turning point of time must seeds that need much time for full maturing be planted carefully in human souls. Such men will show, in their next life on earth, still traits of character out of an earlier one. There will be many men at such a time, reborn as men in their succeeding life, and many women reappear as women. The interval is also shorter than that usually between two earthly lives. To understand such turning points of time, you lack sound insight. Therefore, there, coming into being, you cannot unmistakably survey. Recall when last we met within the castle of that spirit order, you spoke to me with words of flattery, intending to unloose my deepest self-conceit. Remembrance of this time bestows on me the strength to make a stand against you. Ahriman withdraws with a reluctant gesture. Thunder. Maria continues. Defeated, he has had to leave this place which Benedictus has so often blessed. But gloriously he has revealed to me how quickly error can take hold of souls when they incautiously expose themselves to spirit hearing and avoid the safer paths. The adversary has indeed the power to play upon life's contradictions, and thus to rob men's souls of certainty. He must fall silent when the light appears which radiates from wisdom's innate sources and grants full clarity to spirit sight. The curtain falls, with Maria remaining in the room. The end of scene 11.